And now stay tuned for the program that has rated tops in popularity for a longer period of time than any other West Coast program in radio history.
Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. On this evening's show, we'll celebrate the birthdays of Joe Young, Irving Caesar, and George M. Cohan, come to some realizations, and hear some songs about Liza. Last week, July 4th, marked the birth in 1889 in New York City of lyricist Joe Young. He started his musical career singing for music publishers in New York, and he had his first hit song in 1914 with Don't Blame It All on Broadway, which was recorded by the Peerless Quartet. In 1916, he partnered with co-lyricist Sam M. Lewis, and over the next 14 years, they produced hits such as 5 Foot 2, Eyes of Blue, Dinah, Where Did Robinson Crusoe Go with Friday on Saturday Night, and I'm Sitting on Top of the World. After 1930, Young wrote by himself, coming up with hits including You're My Everything, Was That the Human Thing to Do, and I'm Gonna Sit Right Down and Write Myself a Letter. He was a charter member in 1914 of ASCAP and served as a director from 1926 to 1939. He died in New York on April 21, 1939. Here are three from the pen of Joe Young.
Thank you. serenade this pretty thing. Listen here. I want to hum something pretty, something lovers sing, sentimental ditty to a sweet, pretty thing. I want to hum any summer, any fall or spring. There really isn't any season for a sweet, pretty thing. A ditty that simple will win her for me. It's got to be simple, no deluxe, no delish, no delovely, no. I want to hum something pretty, something lovers sing, a sentimental ditty to a sweet, lovely thing.
So long ago, all she knew was fields of clover, the lanes and hills. We would walk and talk things over, but frocks and frills were never mentioned. She's making daylight out of moonlight, and I'm forgotten somehow. I used to love her in the moonlight, but she's in the limelight now. Thank you.
Smith Ballou with the I Pen a Troubadours, directed by Sam Lennon, and I Used to Love Her in the Moonlight, written by Sam M. Lewis, Joe Young, and Ted Fiorito. That Columbia 78 was recorded April 15, 1929. Before that, it was Fats Waller and his rhythm with a Joe Young, Fred Allert collaboration to A Sweet Pretty Thing from March 18, 1937. We began our tribute to Joe Young with Ben Selvin and his orchestra with an unidentified vocalist on May 31, 1928, and Just a Night for Meditation. That was written by Joe Young, Sam M. Lewis, Lou Pollock, and Arthur Lang. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. On last week's show, we spotlighted Maceo Pinkard, who wrote Liza. Well, here's a whole set of Liza and Elizabeth songs, beginning with George Belshaw and his KFAB orchestra.
I believe I can contrive it, and not a soul will know. Are you doing Paris solo?
Yes, but we need some company.
All you need is a bankroll, oh, just leave the rest to me.
When we do, what will we do?
We'll tell you what to do.
What?
Ooh, for Elizabeth, only for Elizabeth. So sweet and petite, in a silk and stocking feet. She knows a way about, if you want to play about.
Nighttime, she calls that the right time. And if you want a high time, there's us, Lizzie. We want Lizzie if she's nice.
Oh, Lizzie. Say, is that Lizzie Dirk?
Sure,
that's Lizzie.
I remember room. Her. Do you remember her?
Sure, 32 room.
32 room what?
Blondell.
Blondell, she's a brunette.
We want Lizzie, she's the nuts. Thank you.
Jimmy Rushing with Benny Moten's Kansas City Orchestra, recording in Kansas City on October 29, 1930, and Liza Lee. Liza Lee was written by Bud Green and Sam H. Stepped and was preceded by Blanche Calloway and her band with Louisiana Liza. Herman Stein wrote the music and Blanche Calloway sang her own lyrics on that November 6, 1935 recording. Before that, it was the Three Waring Girls and Elizabeth with Fred Waring's Pennsylvanians on March 13, 1931. Roland Lee wrote the words, and Robert Karsher wrote the music. That's from the show Wonder Bar, and was recorded 4 days before the show opened at the Nora Bays Theater. You had just 76 chances to see it. We begin that Elizabeth or Liza set with George Belshaw and his KFAB orchestra with the vocal by Frank Silvano on Sweet Liza. That Brunswick recording is from April 26, 1929, and Sweet Liza was written by Walter Hirsch and Milton Samuels. KFAB was a radio station in Lincoln, Nebraska, on which George Belshaw's band played. They recorded just Sweet Liza and the flip side, You'll Recognize My Baby.
This is KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon, and you're listening to Glenn Robison's Rapidly Rotating Records, toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s.
Last week, July 4th, marked the birth in 1895 in the Henry Street settlement on Manhattan's Lower East Side of Irving Caesar. He attended the Chautauqua Mountain Institute and the City College of New York, but left in 1915 to join the Henry Ford Peace Expedition, an unofficial anti-war delegation organized by Henry Ford, which traveled to Europe aboard the steamship Oscar II in an effort to bring World War I to an end by Christmas. Alfred Bryan, who wrote the lyrics to I Didn't Raise My Boy to Be a Soldier, was also one of the group of about 140. Back in the U.S. after the war, Caesar happened to meet George Gershwin, and the two produced Swanee and became lifelong friends. Another of Caesar's collaborators was Vincent Eumanns, who had written the score for No, No, Nanette. It had an unremarkable opening, but turned into a roaring success with the addition of Tea for Two and I Want to Be Happy. In 1938, Caesar created a series of children's songs called Sing a Song of Safety, which led to Sing a Song of Friendship, a series of 19 songs designed to promote world unity and peace. Irving Caesar died in New York on December 18, 1996, at the age of 101. Other of his popular songs include Imagination, Animal Crackers in My Soup, Is It True What They Say About Dixie, What? No Mickey Mouse, and these.
Ordinary man, trying to work out life's happy plan, doing unto others as I'd like to have them doing unto me. When I find a very lonely soul, to be kind becomes my only goal. I feel so much better when I tell them my philosophy.
I want to be happy, but I won't be happy till I make you happy too. Life's really worth living when we are mirth-giving. Why can't I give some to you? When skies are gray and you say you are blue, I'll send the sun smiling through. I want to be happy, but I won't be happy till I make you happy too. one pal I found. You're a real sweetheart. When my darkest day came, you smiled on just the same. You're a real sweetheart. Now that I find fate has been kind, I'll build you a love nest that's all silver lined. And I'll work and I'll slay for the things that you pray. You're a real sweetheart.
Abe Blyman's California Orchestra, recording not in California, but in Chicago on June 29, 1928, and You're a Real Sweetheart. The vocal chorus was courtesy of Phil Neely. Before that, it was Lou Gold and his orchestra on December 20, 1928, with the clever little play on words, bye-bye for baby, or baby will bye-bye you. The vocalist was Irving Kaufman, credited on the label of that Harmony 78 as Tom Frawley. We began our tribute to Irving Caesar with a terrific record, Fred Waring's Pennsylvanians, once again, this time not with the three Waring girls, but the vocal trio of Claire Hanlon, Will Morgan, and Polly McClintock on I Want to Be Happy. It took four takes, but they sure nailed it on that January 10th, 1930 recording. There's the line in that song about life being worth living when we are mirth-giving. I'm Glenn Robison, and I hope we're giving you some mirth here on Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on KISL Avalon, 88.7 on your FM dial, and KISLAvalon.com on your internet dial. Available on demand anytime at all online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com and on iTunes as a podcast. For this next set, for no particular reason, we're going to come to some realizations, beginning with the Coon Sanders Original Nighthawk Orchestra.
Thank you. Thank you.
Isham Jones and his orchestra with an early Brunswick recording from March 1, 1921 of I Never Realized. I Never Realized was written by Milton Ager and Melville Gideon. A lot of these early 1920s recordings introduce other songs by the same composers or publishers in order to cross-sell and get you to buy the record or sheet music of the introduced song. I Never Realized was introduced in Paul Whiteman's recording of Underneath Hawaiian Skies on March 4, 1921. I Never Realized was preceded by the California Ramblers with Someday You'll Realize You're Wrong. That's from an Edison needle-type electric lateral disc, waxed July 10, 1929, and is actually credited to the California Ramblers instead of the Golden Gate Orchestra, as was usually the case with earlier Edison recordings. Someday You'll Realize You're Wrong was written by Billy Rose and Mabel Wayne. We began that realization set with Coon Sanders' original Nighthawk Orchestra and I Can't Realize, from July 27, 1925. The vocal duo was Carlton Coon and Joe Sanders, and you gotta love Joe's arrangement with snazzy instrumental effects and especially that slide whistle.
Have a particular song or artist you'd like to hear on Rapidly Rotating Records? Well, you can send your requests and your comments about the show by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or send cards or letters to Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's Glenn, G-L-E-N-N, at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711.
Last week, July 3rd, and not the 4th of July, marked the birth in 1878 in Providence, Rhode Island, of George M. Cohan, the man who owned Broadway and the father of American musical comedy. His career began as a child, appearing with his vaudevillian parents and sister in an act known as the Four Cohans. Beginning in 1904, he wrote, composed, produced, and appeared in more than 36 Broadway musicals and published more than 300 songs. In 1914, he became a founding member of ASCAP, and in 1925 published his autobiography, 25 Years on Broadway, and the Years It Took to Get There. George M. Cohan died in New York on November 5, 1942, and is buried in a mausoleum in Woodlawn Cemetery. His major song hits include You're a Grand Old Flag, Always Leave Them Laughing When You Say Goodbye, America's most popular World War I song, Over There, and these. Thank you.
always hated this overrated, pretentious music, complicated and compositions that have conditions, intermissions that please musicians, it's hard to hear it, just be near it, upon me word, I always fear it, I'm the original cranky Yankee popular melody fool, give us a tune that's worth the listening, give us a tune that's worth the whistling, I want a Sousa strain, instead of a Wagner pain, give the trombone a chance to blow in it, give us a dash of rag and go in it, what I'm stating is advocating the popular melody school. I want to hear a Yankee Doodle tune played by a military band. I want to hear a Yankee Doodle tune, the only music I can understand. Oh, Sousa, won't you write another march? Yours is just the melody divine. Now you can have your William Tell, your Faust, and Lohengrin as well, but I'll take a Yankee Doodle tune for mine. Give me the fellow who writes the mellow, contagious strain that's rather yellow. It may be hashy, it may be trashy, but still it's dashy, it gets the cashy. Really clever, it lasts forever. You hear it once, forget it never, for now we are coming to hanky-panky popular melody days. That is the music, there's no doubt of it. Cut all the cheap cadenzas out of it. Music to please the gang, with plenty of biff and bang. Music that all the children hum of it, all the composers and glories come of it. It's so ringing, that's what's bringing the popular melody craze. Hey, I want to hear a Yankee Doodle tune played by a military band. I want to hear a Yankee Doodle tune. It's the only music I can understand. Understand? Oh, Sousa, won't you write another march? Yours is just the melody divine. Now you can have your William Tell, your Faust, and Lohengrin as well, but I'll take a Yankee Doodle tune for mine.
We began our tribute to George M. Cohan with a wonderful record by B.A. Rolfe and his Palais d'Or Orchestra on October 9, 1928. The musical questions, Where Were You? Where Was I? The confused vocalist there is unidentified. We're a little past June, but Where Were You? Where Was I? Was followed by When June Comes Along with a Song. That was Gene Rodemake's orchestra on June 28, 1923. When June Comes Along with a Song is from Cohan's song and dance show The Rise of Rosie O'Reilly, which opened at the Liberty Theater on Christmas Day 1923 and ran for 87 performances. Rosie O'Reilly also featured the Cohan songs Born and Bred in Brooklyn and Nothing Like a Darn Good Cry. Well, we're still in the last vestiges of this 4th of July weekend, so we finished up the program with a little bit of good old American musical patriotism and I Want to Hear a Yankee Doodle Tune. George M. Cohan composed it, George M. Cohan wrote the words, and George M. Cohan sang it on that Victor record made May 4th, 1911. I'm Glenn Robison, and I hope that you had a pleasant 4th of July holiday and weekend, and that you'll tune in or click in again next week to Rapidly Rotating Records. And as always, I thank you for your very kind attention. Thank you.